The reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 11 and 14 verses 20 from the NRSV version. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. Brothers and sisters, do not be children in your thinking. Rather, be infants in evil, but in thinking, be adults. Through the listening of this reading, may we receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God.
So what is coming of age? What does it mean to come of age? So it is a coming of age is a transition from one phase or chapter of life to the next. We come to a point whether by choice or by circumstance or both that we have to change our way of thinking, doing, and way of living. No? Yun yung coming of age eh. When you turn 18 or 21, yung ages na yan, wala kang choice. It's both choice or circumstance where you need to change. Way of thinking, way of doing, way of living. And if I may add, in the spiritual sense also, a coming of age spiritually means a different way of believing, worshiping, and praying. You know, meron ding spiritual coming of age. The Apostle Paul also had something to say about adulting, not only in the spiritual sense, but also practically, both individually and as a community. Paul distinguishes about being a child in a particular context with being an adult in the spiritual and communal life, community life. But before we go there, before pag-usapan natin si Paul, let us look at our own context and understanding of what do we mean by being childish or immature. Ano rin ba ibig sabihin ng pagiging childish or immature? Anong niyan? O amin si Bobby siya daw. Ano? Anong sign ng immaturity? Not being mindful, not being demure. Not being considerate. Yeah. So I checked, when I was preparing for today's preaching, I checked 3 articles about signs of immaturity. No? Or several articles, but I then focus on 3 articles. Articles from care Counseling, Psychology Today, and Healthline. And I wanted to see the common elements for 3 different articles and what they say as signs or elements of immaturity or being childish. So ito yung parang common sa kanila, 5. Number 1, does not consider very little other people as to how their words or actions will impact others. No? Does not consider very little how you will impact others. Immaturity daw yon. Or in short, walang konsiderasyon sa iba. Tama? Amen? Pang hindi kayo sure. Number 2, therefore, connected to that, they seldom, if at all, take responsibility for actions, words, and decisions. No, lack of a sense of responsibility and ownership. No, Number three, almost everything is about them and their need for attention or validation and personal satisfaction. Number four, therefore, there is also an element of impulsiveness or emotional reactivity. They say and do things out of impulse without much self-reflection. At sa dun sa isang article sa Counseling Care, it was called poor impulse control. Yeah. And lastly, sabi, what was common in the three articles, undeveloped emotional communication skills. No? So ito daw yung survey. There are of course many others, but these are the five common in those three articles and other articles that I saw. Now, are these things, itong five signs of immaturity, are these things generally bad? Are these bad at all times in all situations? Not necessarily. Kasi lahat naman tayo, all of us, ay dumaan at dumadaan dyan. Tama? All of us, at some point, go through this. This five. So, kailan siya nagiging masama? When does it become bad? When in the face of truth and correction, whether by a person, group of persons, or by situation, we still choose not to listen and do something to grow, and not do something to grow. Ulitin ko. It becomes bad when we are faced with truth and correction, we still choose not to listen and to change. Immaturity might be a natural phase of human development. However, staying that way is a choice. Even if certain immaturities are caused by trauma, the question is always, what are you going to do about it? Kasi meron ding immature, there are also immaturities na was caused by trauma. Caused by gaps in development. Diba? Gaps in the development of the young person growing up. No? But the question is always, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Especially if you are already aware. Kung hindi ka aware, medyo keri-keri pa eh. But if you are already aware that you are acting a certain way, and then your actions and behaviors are affecting other people, what are you going to do about it? Even if certain immaturities are caused by trauma, the question is always, what are you going to do about it? Will you acknowledge trauma and that your behaviors and attitudes are caused by trauma? Kasi yun yung first thing eh. The first thing is actually, if your immaturity or any other behavior is caused by trauma, the first thing is to admit and to acknowledge that you have trauma. If you don't have trauma, acknowledge the behavior. Acknowledge the attitude. That's the first thing. Because you cannot, di ba nga, in exorcism, you cannot exorcise something bad if you do not name it. You cannot expel it unless you name it. You know its name. Right? So same with mental health, same with bad behavior, same with immaturity. Unless you acknowledge its name and its existence, then nothing else, you cannot move forward. And you cannot heal. So acknowledging. And if you stay long enough in MCC, sa mga matatagal na sa MCC, sa Open Table, you will recognize immaturity and trauma-informed personalities. And praise Jesus that we are a space where wounded people come and feel that this is a safe space for them you will realize if you stay long enough in MCC that this is a space where people go, majority of the people who go here are deeply traumatized people. Traumatized by the church, they came from, traumatized by the families who are religious, traumatized by other social actors or community actors around them. However, also, in MCC, we are also clear that trauma, mental health conditions, and even immaturity is not an excuse to harm others or make this space unsafe. Hence the long introduction. For as much as this space is safe for you, this is also a safe space for others. We had one member before, way, way back, during the medieval age of this church. Meron siyang attitude na, this is my safe space, but doesn't really care about harming others. No? Safe space ko lang to, pero bedma kung makapanakita ko ng iba. So may gano'n. Before. And we've learned from that, no? That if this is a safe space for you, this is also a safe space for others. Although hindi rin naman, of course, although hindi rin naman tayo rigid dyan, and we should learn to practice not just any grace, but radical grace for each other's conditions and situations, while making sure that we do not justify harmful or toxic behaviors and attitudes here. The reality is, and this is also has been the experience for the majority of the 18 years of Open Table MCC, is that oftentimes some people grow up but do not adult up. Oh, at hindi lang yan dito sa church na ito. Tama po ba? In many churches, many grow up but not adult up. That elements of immaturity are carried over up until 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, or that immaturity, maaring nagmature siya, and then pagdating ng 50, nagre-re-emerge yung immaturity kasi nga second childhood daw yun eh. Diba? Nagre-re-emerge. When the person reaches 40, 50, or 60, yung bang pagtumanda na, nawawala na ng konsiderasyon sa iba, mainiti na ang ulo, at bumabalik na sa pagiging impulsive. And because matanda na, thinks that he, she, or them can get away with whatever, with an excuse that I'm an elder. Been there, done that. From immaturity to maturity to immaturity again. So may ganyan din situation. One can say that a bit of the same were happening in some of the Christian churches during the time of Paul. And one such problematic and immature church was the church of Corinth. Paul calls the Corinthians as childish and immature. First, in a very subtle way, in chapter 13, verse 11. Nung sinabi niya dun sa kanyang letter, and I quote, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, and reasoned like a child. But when I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways." Sabi ni Paul. And then he directly calls them to stop being children in their thinking. And of course, by extent, thinking is by extension, in their way of living. In chapter 14, verse 20, "Now, brothers and sisters, do not be children in your thinking. In your thinking, be adults." So, bakit ganito ang chika ni Paul? Why was Paul saying these things? Why is Paul calling them children or childish and immature? What was happening to the church of Corinth? What were the issues that were brought to his attention that prompted him to write one of the longest letters of Paul, a long letter of admonition to the Corinthian church. So in short, pasaway na church ang Corinthians. First issue, nagalit si Paul. To some of you already know this. To church people, you should know this. A young man took the wife of his father, meaning his stepmother. No? He took for himself his stepmother. Pero siyempre, yung stepmother, gumora din. Kasi di naman niya makukuha yung walang consent. And they, sa bagay, hindi tayo sure. Paul strongly condemned this, even to say that such an action is not even practiced among other people. And Paul is not saying that is sexually immoral. Ano to? Wala ako. And Paul is not only saying that it's sexually immoral to take your stepmother to be your jowa, he is also saying hindi mo man lang kinonsider ang impact nito sa'yo, sa tatay mo, at sa stepmother mo, at sa community. Gets? Hindi lang sinasabi ni Paul na ang tsaka na kinuha, ginawa mo yung stepmother mo. More than that, you were not considerate to your mother, to your stepmother, to your father, and to the community who will be impacted by this kind of relationship. So anong element of immaturity dito? Yon. Lack of impulse control and not being considerate to others kung may negative impact ito sa iba. Here you will understand to some degree some of our safe space and community guidelines. O sa mga MCC, sa example na to, intindahan niyo bakit ganun yung guidelines natin sa bawal ang aurahan dito. If you think that it is love and that love is something like napaka-romantic na us against the world or yung our love will prove you all wrong, then you are mistaken as per the Apostle Paul saying to the young man. Because love, sabi ni Paul, sa binasa kanina, love is patient and kind and therefore considerate to others. And of others. It is not impulsive and it is not selfish or self-seeking. Second issue in the Corinthian church. What else was happening to the Corinthian church? Nagkakaroon ng favoritism in terms of sinong unang kakain at sino ang may places of honor. 2,000 years after, nangyayari pa rin yan. Mm-hmm. An issue was raised that during the Lord's Supper, kasi noon, di ba, those who study early Christianity, New Testament, walang ganito, hindi naman ritual noon eh. It was a literal supper. It was a literal dinner na may konting chikahan, may opening prayer or prayer over the meal, and then memorial of Jesus. No? Yun na yun. So it's a literal dinner, community potluck. Yun yun. That was the Lord's Supper before. And so there an issue was raised to Paul that some of the wealthier and more influential members of the church ay nauunang kumain. They eat first and given preferential treatment. And therefore, Paul found this to be problematic. Because in Paul's view of the Christian life, we are all equal before the Lord's table. Radical community nga ang practice ng first, second, and third generation Christians as mentioned in Acts 2 and Acts 4. So again, ano ang element of immaturity dito? Babalik tayo, walang konsiderasyon. Kung may context pa yan, bakit nahuhuli? Why is the wealthier or middle class members of the Corinth church nauuna and then the more poorer members ay nahuhuli. Ay, isa yun. Pero bakit? Anong situation nun? Because some of the members were slaves. Many of the members were slaves, peasant laborers, walang 8-hour work week noon. So may mahuhuli talaga kasi pag overtime ka nung master mo. No? So there is that economic situation. But Paul found it problematic that when there was a gathering for the Lord's Supper, there was a preferential treatment for the more influential and wealthier members. So anong element ng ano dyan? Arrogance and being self-serving. And Paul called this out as childish and immature. Because a mature person or a mature group of people, not even kahit hindi Christians, considers and includes everyone. Last, hierarchy pa din, preferential treatment pa rin. The other thing that was happening in the Church of Corinth was the preferential treatment and hierarchy na nang beginning to happen because of certain spiritual gifts with a particular preference for those who can speak in tongues and those who can prophesy. Mas maganda ako sa iyo or may bless ako ni Lord na mas nasa akin ang Holy Spirit because I can speak in tongues. Mas magaling ang dila ko sa iyo, besh. And therefore, lahat na lang ng gustong And therefore, ang nangyayari dun sa church, everyone want to speak in tongues. They were putting to the pedestal people who can speak in tongues and those who can prophesy. No? And Paul found that problematic because dun nga sa chapter 12 and here in chapter 13, Paul says, all gifts are of equal worth. Every person has a gift and every person is of equal worth. There is no better gift, no lower gift. Everyone, every gift is needed according to how the body of Christ will serve and minister to the world. And ito nga yung sabi ni Paul. Kaya ito yung chika ni Paul when he says that even if you can speak the language of angels, even if you have faith that move mountains, and even if you give your body as a sacrifice, if you do not have love that is patient and kind, what's the worth of you speaking in tongues? So anong element of immaturity dyan? And also, bago yung element of immaturity, even this church, itong problema na to ng church, problema to ng lahat ng church, even here. Diba? Naranasan naman rin, we also experience that. Everyone wants to preach. I mean, not everyone, but there are people who, we have experienced people who wish to stand here and preach, not because of ministry, but because it is a stepping stone to something else. Or that thinking that to be someone means to become a pastor. It's not about ministry, it's not about calling, it's not about service or sacrifice. Nakakabongga kasing tumayo sa altar. Diba? In this church, and even in other churches. Gusto mo pala maging limelight eh, pako kita sa cross, ikaw nandun, diba? O gawin kitang poon. Taxi derby kita. Damitan kitang Mama Mary, di ba? So it's problematic because you see the gifts but you have different motives. No? So these things and other things happening in the church of Corinth was making the head and the heart of Paul spin and hurt. Sumasakit ang ulo ni Paul sa mga Corinthians. Masakit sa ulo pag may mga aklang o maaktong hindi tama at naapektuhan yung overall life and ministry of the church. And so Paul, responding to all the shittiness happening in the church of Corinth, with all the shittiness, with all the effing things happening in Corinth, Paul wrote one of the most beautiful all-time classical explanation and definition of love. Do we agree? Corinthians 13 is one of the best, stood the test of time. And even if you're not Christian, you will find this a beautiful definition of love. Growing out of the shittiness of the situation in Corinth. Paul defined a very beautiful articulation of love. Love as agape, no? Love as agape. An all-embracing, all good, and certainly a mature kind of love. God's love. And Paul effectively says that to grow up, to mature, to put away childish things, is to love by being patient and kind. Because to be patient and kind is to be considerate of others. Mahirap maging patient. It takes a lot of energy to be patient. To be patient is not to be impulsive and reactionary with anger and irritation expressed through foul language. To grow and mature as a follower of Jesus is not to put yourself above others no matter what you do or give to the church or kundi to church, to your relationship. To grow and mature in love is not to be selfish or self-seeking. It's not about you, Madam Chair. To grow and mature spiritually does not mean to say that you think you are the more and most spiritual simply because you can speak in tongues and that your tongue is talented in many ways. That your spirituality and your value as a human and all the gifts that your spirituality and your value as a human is not something that is dependent and determined by your gifts. Bongga naman kung meron kang bonggang gifts. Magaling ka kumanta, magaling ka mag-preach, gwapo ka, maganda ka. Pero even without those, you are still of value before the eyes of God. Paul says, everyone has gifts and all gifts are equally valuable in the body of Christ. To grow and mature is not to be envious, jealous, or insecure of others. Although we recognize that envy is a fundamental human emotion. Tama? Nasa ano yun? Out? Ano yun? Inside out, di ba? Envy is a fundamental human emotion. But to mature in love means to manage our envious impulses and not to be ruled by it. Love does not celebrate wrongdoing, sabi ni Paul, but rejoices in the truth. To mature in and through love does not celebrate and rejoice violence. The violence and the corruption of dictators and their daughters. Love and maturity does not defend nor excuse a criminally charged religious leader and prevent him from defending himself in the proper courts. Son of God pala eh. Eh yung naunang son of God, humarap sa Pilato sa kay Sanhedrin. Peter and Paul also faced the Peter and John also faced the Sanhedrin during Pentecost. Paul appeared to the Roman court to defend himself. All other Christians in early Christianity were taken to court and many of them martyred. Tapos yung may-ari daw ng buong mundo, hindi pwedeng humarap sa korte. Ba? Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. For Paul, adulting as a follower of Jesus Christ is to grow and mature in love that is patient and kind, not arrogant, not selfish, not irritable, and does not rejoice in what is wrong, impulsive, and false. To mature is not necessarily about success of your maturity is also not about the success of your career. The numbers in your bank account, although that helps, or the number of subscribers you have, or kung sinong powerful na nakarubbing shoulders mo or ka-selfie mo. To be an adult is to make the decision and the effort to love, to care, and to be considerate of others even when it is difficult to do so. To be spiritually mature is not to merely memorize Bible verses, be the best in defending your doctrines and theologies, or to practice as many rituals as you can. To be spiritually mature is to manifest God's radical love for others, even to the extent of loving those who are different from you, loving the ones that you do not understand, or loving even those we might consider as enemies. What is your success if you're without love and you live your life as a lonely, bitter, and toxic person? What value is it to God for you to know all doctrines and biblical knowledge and practice all forms of devotions if you are without love and you do not concern yourself with the injustices of this world? Now, I have spoken about this mostly from an individual context, drawing parallels from the Church of Corinth and their individual issues that Paul had to address. But this is also true, and even more true, when we look at this from the context of our church, Open Table MCC. Open Table MCC will be celebrating its 18th year, debut, pagdadalaga, a coming of age, bagong yugto. And we already had more than enough experiences of how ministry, when it is impulsive, self-serving, and all about personal validation, becomes destructive. Lahat yan naranasan na natin. May time nga noon, nagdadasal na ako kay Lord, Lord, please tama na. Pwede bang tama na muna? Sinasabihan na ako ni Lord, tama na. Sabihan na ako sa tech booth, overtime na. Ano to? Ayan. That was the story of the founding pastor of this church as it unraveled during the 2012 conflict. But it did not stop there. Even after 2012 conflict and when we were reestablishing what was then MCC Quezon City, we did not realize that many of us and many new people are also doing ministry and volunteering sa church out of personal need for validation and importance, and not really for the love of God or neighbor. And paulit-ulit-ulit na naging problema from 2012 to 2019 ang mga sexually impulsive na mga aklang hindi mapigilan ng mga sarili na hindi aurahan ang mga newbies. But this time around, I think as a church, we are really beginning to come to an age of maturing and adulting. Bilang napaso na tayo sa kagagahan ng ating nakaraan. Natuto na tayo, alam na natin na hindi pwedeng porket matalino, brilliant o pabibo, agad-agad sapat na para mag-lead or mag-serve. Natuto na tayo bilang simbahan that we value people here first and foremost because they are persons and not because they have resources, talents, or skills. Gets natin? that can come later. Natuto na tayo while radical and while we are radical and non-normative pagdating sa sex and sa many forms of romantic relationships, hindi ibig sabihin noon na kahit ano at kahit sino pwedeng aurahan o magkimihan sa loob mismo ng simbahang ito. I would like to believe and to also testify today that Open Table MCC as a church has matured in the kind of love that Paul was talking about. But we have to continue to mature and become adults in the same kind of love and not regress back, or in the words of the born again, backslide into the immature and impulsive ways of the past. And like any other adulting teenager, we have come to this point where we are now thinking and imagining what kind of future we want for ourselves as a church community. Because that's also what coming of age means. Diba? Coming of age, when you come to age, you think ahead, what I'm turning 40, what kind of life I want the next half of my life. So as a church, we are now starting to think about what kind of church God wants us to be and what we want to be. And what I have always said, what kind of church that we can be proud of. So isang magandang pamantayan sa buhay, pananampalataya, simbahan at relasyon ang chika ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians 13. Patapos na. And I would extend to chapter 12 and then chapter 14. Kasi conceptually, isang tuhog yang chapter 12, 13, and 14. And when interpreted properly, it's a good standard to assess and measure yourself, your relationships, or relationships you are about to enter, to assess organizations you wish to be part of, and it is a good measure and guide for doing ministry, advocacy, and activism, whether you are Christian or not. 1 Corinthians 13, including chapter 12 and 14, is a good measure to assess, a good standard to assess if the relationships you want, the organizations you want to enter, is something that is really good. Dun mo, itong 1 Corinthians 13, ito yung red flag. Anto, red flag, green flag. No? I was watching this animation sa Netflix, pangbata, Mysteries of Erebos. And yung high mage doon, there was a high mage, a sorcerer, a high mage, had this motto. Meron siyang ganitong motto. He was the high mage of a kingdom. Everything I do for my family and for my country. No matter how dangerous, no matter how vile. And in the story, while the primary intention was good for the kingdom, for the family, the manner by which saving and protecting the family or the kingdom was evil. He used dark magic to destroy an entire civilization, and doing so corrupted him and his people into becoming literally as monsters. He also led his daughter to become a dark sorcerer. The daughter, wanting to save her father out of love, parroted the same word, "Save and resurrect my dad, no matter how dangerous, no matter how vile." She was willing to release the greatest evil in the world to save her father. So whether the young man who took his father's wife as his own, or the daughter of that sorcerer wanting to save her father because she loved him very much, if that quote-unquote love is not patient and kind, if it is insistent and arrogant and vile, then it is not mature, nor is it from God. The same with ministries, advocacies, and justice work. The same with any relationship. Even if it is justice work, even if you say that it is for love, If it is without true love based on what is good and true, if it is willing to do something evil to achieve justice or love, then it is not only worthless, it is also corrupted. Yes, kahit hindi Christian, you can appropriate and use false discourse on love sa ibang mga organizations and advocacies. In closing, in any phase of your life, whether you are graduating from college, turning 30, or like me, starting life at 40, or others becoming golden at 50, or hopefully becoming wise at 60 and beyond, we ask ourselves, have we grown? Have we matured? And do we continually mature and grow in love? Patient, kind, not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Does not insist on its own way. Not irritable. Does not rejoice in wrongdoing but rejoices in the truth. Hopes and endures. Next slide. Next slide. Listen to what the Holy Spirit has spoken today through Paul as interpreted by Joseph.
May the words we have received inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.